Call order Board of Works for November 27th. It's 5 o'clock. Need approval of the minutes from the November 13th meeting.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Department head reports, fire department.
Good afternoon, evening, with the time change, who knows, right? Sunny Pinkstaff, fire chief. To date, we're either at 2,450 runs or 2,550. My memory, I had it this morning and somehow it just, so we're around 2,500. On a good note, we received our new engine 2 on September the 18th. Week ago, last Saturday. This week, we have scheduled 3 days of training from the factory rep on the truck. In the following weeks, after that, we will have the lettering done and the loose equipment placed on the truck. Hope to have it in service sometime next month. For those who haven't seen it, feel free to stop by Fire Department Headquarters. It's a truck that we are very, very proud of. We had to take Ladder 3 out of service today. It is myself and one of the firefighters took it down to Jerry's Automotive early this morning. Have just a small problem with the, it's called the cradle that the wiring comes up in as the ladder extends. They're going to fix that. Hopefully have that fixed by tomorrow because tomorrow and Wednesday we have underwriter laboratories are in to do the testing on both of our ladder trucks. So we will have those tested and certified. Just to update you on the fiscal year 2016 FEMA grant. As I stated last meeting, we have all of our mobile data terminals in place. We have the software, we have the mapping program now on it. Training on both of those. We are underway with our physicals for our firefighters. Most, all except three, have had their blood draws done. And this week we will be doing chest x-rays. And then first week of December will be the more in-depth physical. So that will be completed by the end of this year for sure. That's all I have. Thank you.
Thanks. City Inspector.
City Inspector Philip Cooper. From 10/23 to date, we've had grass, junk, debris, and trash. We've had 64 violations, and that's it. So,
we'll open your light bids here in a minute.
Your blight bids.
We'll get it here in a minute. But.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't have much on the docket, so hang tight.
All right, thanks.
Okay.
Laura is sick today. Danny, City Cemetery.
You have that letter.
Gentlemen, Danny Wilson, City Cemetery. In the month of October, we had 18 burials or entombments. So far in November, we've had 17. Year to date, we're at 180, and since the cemetery's inception in 1788, we're at 35,663 that we have on record. Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Dean.
No old business, we'll move to new business. First up is resident only parking sign at 1540 Joyce Street, Nick Sims. You should have information in your pack.
Complete with color photo. So Nick, you have to identify yourself and tell us your address and for
I'm
the
Nick
record.
Sims, and the address in question would be 1540 Joyce Street.
Okay.
Just purchased it last summer and like to have a parking spot.
Okay, and so there is off-street parking, but you're concerned that the people that you're going to rent to are going to have more than one vehicle, and that space only accommodates one person, and there's lots of businesses around there that compromise the other parking. set.
Yeah, last summer, whenever I was there working on outside, I noticed a lot of people from the nursing home. They wanted to visit the nursing mm-hmm. home. They would go by. They would park there in front of the house. We do have off-street parking. We have a one-car carport.
Right.
It's a three-bedroom. So okay. most families, even with two bedrooms, are going to have two vehicles.
Right.
And I would just like to have some assurance, you know, that they would have a place to park
right.
In the carport and in front of the house there as well.
So, and you recognize that there is a cost associated with resident-only
yes.
parking?
Yes.
Somebody's explained that to you. Okay. Steve, I don't know if you have other questions or...
No, I don't have any questions.
So you're okay?
I'm okay.
Okay. Okay, so make a motion to approve the resident-only parking sign request for Nick Sims at 1540 Joyce Street.
And I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
And you know, this will take a few days because the street department will have to do locates, utilities,
I understand.
And stuff. So it'll take a few days to get that done. So.
That's fine.
Okay.
Appreciate that.
Thanks. Thanks, Nick.
Next is open proposals for DNR police station plans. That's Greg Jones.
Okay, so this Brunner Design is the first one here.
And these are just...
You're going to open them up and then take them under advisement. And then the only other thing that I'd ask for you to do tonight is to set your selection committee for determining who will win on those proposals. There's a little bit of confusion on whether they should turn in a fee or not with the proposal. So if you see that there's a no fee attached with it, then we would ask for the attorney to contact those agencies and then ask them to submit a fee to go along with the bid. Okay.
The first proposal is from
Brenner.
And that's basic. We just need to announce them.
Yep. You just need to open it up, announce it. You don't need to announce any of the pricing or anything
right.
like that
okay.
off of it. Just the name of whoever
okay.
submitted, and then your attorney will review it.
It's Brenner Design Incorporated.
And the second one is from Donovan and Donovan. And the third is from Trio Architecture from Indianapolis.
Basically, you'd say city attorney or city engineer?
Yep, city attorney or engineer can review those. I'd like to take one copy back with me. I have it possible.
Okay.
Then, yeah, I'd like for you to set your selection.
Okay, so I'll make a motion that we take those bids under advisement.
And I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thanks, Greg.
Thank you.
And we'll get you a copy of each one. You're a step. You got a public hearing 5:30, right?
Yes.
So you're good.
Yeah.
Next up is employee holiday schedule for 2018. You should have that in your packet.
So, is there anything different or new on here than from last year?
Election days.
The election day, okay.
Plus, I must say, we're going to add December 29th of this year because we failed to put it on there for New Year's Eve this year, so. So to be part of the vote, December
29th. 2017.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So yes. That would be.
To go with this year's.
December
20th. It should have been on last year's. So I didn't put it on it. 29th.
Okay. That's a Friday.
Right.
Got it. Okay. So I make a motion to approve the 2018 holiday schedule with the addition of Monday, December 29th as an employee holiday for 2017.
Second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Next is open bids for demolition of blight elimination houses.
So this must be for a little house here, Phil. Is that what it is?
Do what?
Yeah. So that one's for a little house. Okay. Probably got a 4 font on here or something. Okay. I think he's got a check in it. So this is Richard Donaldson Excavating Incorporated.
How many homes total are?
Seven.
Got a lump sum bid of $59,614.37. I'll just go ahead and list the ones, each one. Okay, on 1920 North 2nd Street, the bid is $12,884.
Well, on 1920?
On 1920 North 2nd Street.
How much is it?
$12,800.
We'll give you copies of this.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't have to write all of it.
Okay.
Do you want them for the record, though, on that, or just a lump sum bid?
Do we need to read them?
It's up to you.
Oh, okay.
So you want them read, then?
No, we'll just read the total on that.
Total on? Okay. So the total on that one was $59,614.37.
Okay.
The second is from Mullins.
Total bid on it is $43,000.
And all these are broken down by home, so it could be that we award separate, correct?
So what is this one from? It wouldn't be a SIBC, though. Robinson. Third is from Robinson Excavation and Construction. So we'll take these. But you have an amount there, don't you? Yeah.
And that bid is $51,755.
Okay, just in a motion, take those under advisement, and then Phil will go through them. And
right, but there was no the fourth one?
We've got three.
Okay, I want to make sure. Cause
you thought you were anticipating a fourth?
Mm-hmm, but... that was the other packet that the first one I had for the DNR. Okay, never mind.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to make a motion to take these bids under advisement with the city inspector.
I'll second the motion.
Thanks. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We have nothing under miscellaneous, so we just need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.